You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here, hanging with you here on a, seems like a very nice Thursday morning.
It's sunnier.
Yeah.
It's warmer for some stupid reason. Yeah, I'm complaining about warm weather in December.
I know. That's a choice.
Well, hang on.
That is a choice.
Because then it ices and then nothing
that,
is sacred
fair.
At that point.
That's
like,
fair.
That's the part that I get annoyed with. Like, commit to a thing. Am I right, Sal?
I don't know. I think it's okay to like the I don't mind like a little colder weather or some snow once in a while. You know what I mean? But after a while, it just drags on. You know what it is for me always? It's when football season ends, typically like – back in the day, you'd like, oh yeah, it still have, you know, Sabres and kind of keeps you, your mind off things. Syracuse basketball. I don't have any of that these days to really mind off things. Right. I mean, so, yeah, it comes a little quicker. So the longer the Bills season goes on, the more we don't have to, I don't think about like the weather basically. And then you get into, then you're all of a sudden you're February, March. Oh, okay. Maybe we're back into spring now.
Sally, we'll say Syracuse basketball though. Nice win over Mercyhurst. I mean, they're two of the worst free throw shooting teams in the sport. But,
did you know. See what happened? The last game they played, though. Do you know who they played the last game?
I do not.
They lost to Hofstra.
No, I did see that. Okay, I saw that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
This team beat Tennessee and then lost to Hofstra, so yeah.
You're getting no reprieve from that.
We do. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
We do have the Bills, though. We got our first injury report yesterday. It should always be noted. This was a walkthrough. Four players, though, did not practice.
Yeah.
Two of which we did not know about, or at least Sean McDermott did not mention them with the media, that being Deion Dawkins with an illness and then Dalton Kincaid with a knee injury.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's a little heightened, you know, raise your eyebrow a little bit and what's going on with Dalton Kincaid again. But, you know, he has been on the injury report with the knee and the hamstring. Now it was just the knee last week, I think, not the hamstring anymore. But I think the reason why you're like, okay, what's going on here? Sean McDermott did not tell us that he wouldn't practice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He basically said everybody would other than Jordan Phillips and Matt Prater. And we know Phillips and Prater already declared out for the game on Sunday. And then after practice, we get the injury report, and it says Dalton Kincaid didn't practice with the knee and Deion Dawkins with an illness. And you can understand, you know, Deion illness, okay, something popped up. But as far as Dalton Kincaid with the knee, you have to wonder, did something happen, you know, differently than Sean McDermott knew about? Or is it just a case of, you know what, the trainers just felt after McDermott had spoke with them and then spoke with us that, hey, you know, we're going to back off them a little bit today because we're managing it, because they have been managing it. So today's a big day. They'll practice in a couple hours from now and we'll find out a little bit more.
And Sal, we've been talking about this all year, really, with their injury report and managing guys and maybe trying to just play the long game. It's got more of a magnifying glass now because the remaining three games, you can kind of sit here and go, okay, you're not going to just sit guys to sit guys, but you can play around with it a little bit more. You got a Cleveland team that is very low, in terms of the standings, an Eagles game, which may not mean a ton in terms of both the division race and just AFC seedings. And then your final game of the year is going to be against a Jets team that might be more concerned about just getting out of there than anything else. So, it's a bit of a weird situation, I guess, the Bills are in. Not saying that they're going to change anything up too much, but they could be, especially with it being a walkthrough yesterday. Just hang out, hang out on the side. We'll be fine. You'll practice at some point on Thursday and Friday and be just good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you do have to consider some sort of load management here for some guys, with probably not getting a bye, right? Not getting the one seed again. So you're going to have to play three playoff games if you want to get to your ultimate goal and to get to the Super Bowl. But at the same time, you still need to win games, A, to get into the playoffs. They haven't clinched a playoff spot yet, so that's first and foremost goal, and that's important. And B, the division is still alive, right? I mean, now there's not a great chance. I think I'd look like 30% chance, whatever. But you still need, the Patriots to lose one of their final two games. You still need to keep winning. So the division's still alive in some capacity. So I think you have to keep going until something like that is out of the window. Once you get maybe beyond this week, some more results, maybe start thinking about that. I heard people talking about how next week against the Eagles kind of might not mean that much at all. You know what I mean? But if the Patriots do beat the Ravens, it still does, because you can't drop that game against the Eagles. So I think for right now, you still have to play these games with your, full complement of players if they are available and healthy. That said, Dalton Kincaid last week, guys, had the lowest amount of snaps as a tight end on the team. You had Dawson Knox, you had Jackson Hawes. They outsnapped him. I wouldn't be surprised if that continues going on, just because they are managing him apparently, and because those guys are good at what they've been doing in helping the offense.
Yeah, and Sal, that's something. I'm maybe not a banging the drum as hard as our morning show is with the wide receiver room and the wide receiver train and all that stuff, but I have been just this lackluster feeling when it comes to the wide receivers. They're not really doing much. But with all that being said, when all three tight ends are healthy and on the field, Sal, they look so different on offense when they've got all three of them.
I agree with you. I mean, I think it's just because options, right? You have more options. Like, you have Jackson Hawes is considered one of the best blocking tight ends in the league. He's only a rookie, and the Bills have used him like that, and they've talked about him like that. And then every once in a while, he can sneak and leak out and catch a pass, and we've seen that happen. We saw it happen last week. He had a nice 9-yard gain. And then you have Dawson Knox, who just Mr. O-Reliable, right? Steady as you go. He can block. He can catch passes. He's not elite at anything he does, but he's really good. Every team could use a guy like Dawson Knox. So I think those guys are the perfect complement to having a guy like Dalton Kincaid, who becomes a matchup problem, when he's on the field at wide receiver. But Dalton Kincaid's important. And, him being on the field, him being healthy, it's important for them to have those matchups and be able to go to different sets. But you're right. When they have all three tight ends and you factor in Reggie Gilliam, they can really just have a lot of different options and ways they want to attack you. And I think that, we've seen that, especially since we have seen, Dalton Kincaid come back healthier the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Sal Capaccio here on the Wester Hotline. Sal, I mentioned it yesterday that I wanted to touch on this a little bit. And hopefully they don't need it this week. But the Bills' second half performances, I think almost mainly on defense as well, it is incredible. I heard Sean McDermott, I think, speaking earlier this week with the media, maybe even yesterday, but bringing up the a story that he was told from someone in the league years ago about just it's nice to have a good staff, but you need to have guys that can make those adjustments, whether it be in the second half after halftime or whether it's in the middle of a game, what have you. It really has, though. Say what you want about the first half and when they get themselves in these holes. It has been incredibly impressive, I think, throughout the year, even in games they lose, at how they're able to just flip a switch in those second halves and keep games tight that really, I think at times, especially like Atlanta, had no business being close.
Right, and you'd like a better start. There's no doubt that is recognized, right? I mean, no doubt about it. I think what's happened here is the Bills are not as talented, I think, in years past, especially on the defensive side of the ball, with some of the injuries especially and some of the ways that teams can attack them. So other teams are coming up with good game plans to start the game and say, okay, we're going to attack their weaknesses. And the Bills have to have a counterpunch, and that's what you've seen from them. They've had a counterpunch. They've been very good at these adjustments. And, it's so funny. I know for example, Josh McDaniels is a really good offensive coordinator, I think, right? He's had a lot of success with Tom Brady and, you know, the New England Patriots, and look what he's doing with Drake May. But last week, Josh McDaniels did not have any answers for what the Bills did when they adjusted. And I think you have to look at that around, you know, every coach and every staff. And the Bills have done a very good job at having counters and having answers for when teams come at them. And I use Josh McDaniels as an example here because, you know, not every staff is as great as it. Not every coordinator is as great as it. Not every team might have, maybe Josh McDaniels would be great at it if he had different personnel. Maybe they're a little limited, right? I mean, there's all different reasons that go into it. This goes back to your tight end question too. When the Bills have to make adjustments offensively, defensively, what they do have is some versatility on both sides of the ball. And they can plug guys into different spots and say, okay, let's try this a little bit differently. For example,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pat Milano, he is not used as a blitzer a lot. What did he do in the second half? They used him as a blitzer. And it was a really nice adjustment. It's not what you want to do. It's not your preferred option. But if that's what you have to do, then you get to it. So I'm impressed with the way that they've been able to adjust. I think it's a mark of a good coaching staff. Would you like them to start better? Absolutely. And when I have people say, well, they have such bad game plans to start the game. No, I don't think that's a bad game plan, but I give credit to the other team for coming up with something that they figure they can attack the Bills with, and it's successful. Trey White told me after the game, he thought the Patriots had a really good first 15, meaning their first 15 plays scripted out. They knew how they wanted to attack the Bills. And let's remember, they had 2 weeks to prepare, by the way, right? They can get in the lab and they can figure that out. So the game within the game is adjusting as the game goes on. And it's not just at halftime, folks. You would like them to adjust earlier, but as Eric Wood always says, like during the game, during the first couple drives is when you really start to make those adjustments.
And Sal, I'm really glad you brought that up because that was something that I, you know, by halftime, I was like, all right, that is absolutely true. They were coming off a bye, and Mike Vrabel is very good off the bye, a lot like Sean McDermott. So it is unsurprising that they had some more tricks up their sleeves and the Bills kind of had to more react. And also there were points, not to, you know, just give all the flowers to the coaching staff. I mean, there were moments as well where the team didn't execute properly. You know, how different does that game look if Brandon Cooks does bring in that catch? Now, all of a sudden, it might be a 7-7 game, and you're not reeling or anything like that. We don't have those fourth down decisions
right.
that I think were
That's
a little confounding to me as well. But turning our attention now to this week's opponent, the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if you were able to listen to Daryl Ryder yesterday on with Shope and the Bulldog. Boy, Sal, I mean, if anyone was excited for the game, it's hard to be excited about it after listening to Daryl talk about kind of the state of the Browns. And to be fair, you look at their record, you look at the statistics, it all kind of makes sense. Outside of their Titans game, by the way, their last 3 weeks, that's the only game they've scored in double digits. But sandwiched between that is two games where they can't even score 10 points. This also sort of feels like a game, Sal, where you kind of want to see a quote-unquote, not even necessarily get-right game for the Bills' defense, but just a performance that they can kind of hang their hat on.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. It's so confounding, the Browns, because their defense is still really good. And you look at their metrics. I'm not just talking about Myles Garrett. And they're like the number one pass defense in the league. Number two is the Bills. They're very good against the run. All of their metrics on defense are really good. They've done Jim Schwartz does a nice job with that defense. But the offense is so bad that it kind of doesn't matter for the defense, for them, that they're just always in positions where they kind of have to just, you know, you're fending off everything coming at them because, you know, the offense can't stay on the field. The offense can't score points. You're right. You go back and you look. I mean, they had a game where they scored 31 against Miami, right? Up until that point, that was in week 7. Up until that point, their highest total was 17 points in a game. Since then, they've crossed the 20-point threshold a couple times, once in a loss, once in a win. But they can't figure it out on offense right now. One of the reasons is, do you remember when the Browns had this incredible run-blocking offensive line we used to talk about all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Not the case as much anymore. They're just not as good on the offensive line. Some of those guys, it's attrition. They've aged out. They've had some injuries. There's no doubt about that. But they can't really sustain in the run game blocking as much as they used to. And Quinshon Judkins is a very good young running back, but he can't get going because of that. And then their pass blocking is also metrics, not that great. But part of that is lately, Shedeur Sanders holds onto the ball a little too long. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a rookie quarterback. He's still, there's some throws he makes or some plays he makes. You're like, oh, yeah, he's got the talent. But I think from a just start of the game to end of the game basis, I don't think he's completed. I think he completed over 55% of his passes one time so far this year. Like, that's a guy that I think that you, if you're Sean McDermott, you try to confuse, you try to, you know, make sure he doesn't understand and trust what he's seeing. And I think the Bills have an opportunity here to be able to do that. And if they have to win a low-scoring game, they win a low-scoring game. But the big key there is making sure that the Browns' offense doesn't get a play or two there.
Right. Like, Sal, I've hit the point with this game, and I guess even this season as a whole, just keep winning the games. If they win 21-10 on Sunday, whatever. Did you get out healthy? Yeah. Like, I'm at that point. I don't know. And as I sit here today, I don't think this team can win 3 straight road games to get to a Super Bowl. I'm happy to be proven wrong. I very much like how the current playoff seeding is sitting for them. And if, you know, the Bills can go from like the 6 to the 5, I think that'd be even better. But I'm at this point now, these final 3 games, just keep winning. I think they'll beat the Eagles. I think they'll beat the Jets. I think they'll beat the Browns. Just keep winning and stay healthy.
Yeah, the Eagles game will be interesting. Eagles last week obviously played a much better game. They scored 31 points. They also play Saturday this week. They'll have an extra day before they play in Buffalo next week. So they play Saturday this week. They get the Bills sandwiched in between 2 division games against Washington, both of them, by the way. And the Eagles are fighting for playoff seeding. You know, have you looked at the NFC lately, by the way, guys?
So
NFC is really interesting.
I wanted to ask you about the playoff season. We only got a few more minutes here. I wanted to ask you about it. I love the AFC. The NFC playoffs would be just a fireworks show. I love every current matchup. The 2-7 is Green Bay at Chicago, which, like, that alone is great. 6-3, which is Philadelphia's the 3. San Francisco's the 6. They've always really matched up very well against Philadelphia. When they have a quarterback, they give them a game. We've seen what happens when they have to go to their emergency. And then, Sal, do you remember the game earlier this year? Seattle-Tampa. That's your current 5-4, and that was just big throw after big throw. I'm obviously going to watch more of the AFC because that's where the Bills are. But the fun teams, I think, this year are in the NFC.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of movement that's going to happen in both conferences, right? And you're right, that Green Bay-Chicago game, that's another. That is Saturday night as well. That's going to be really great, you know, to watch that game for sure. Right now, if Green Bay were to win that game, they could overtake Chicago for the division. And you literally, that game could be the difference between the 7 seed and the 2 seed. You think about
that. Awesome. And literally, it's going back to last year with Minnesota-Detroit. Where you had that game late in the year, and it's like, oh, man, these two should both be on a bye or at least have the top seeds. And it's like, nope, one of you gets the division and is cheering. The other one gets to go play ultimately in Arizona. I think that game was played in against the Rams. Just crazy. Saturday, by the way, a lot of good college football. We've got college football playoffs, by the way, FCS as well, Montana State at 4 o'clock. I'm just, you know, first meeting playoff-wise between those two teams in their 126 meetings, I believe.
Cool.
And then, of course, all the NFL stuff, which always surprises me when the Saturday games pop up. I'm never prepared for it.
Ha! Yeah, I totally get it. But this is the week that that's going to happen. You're right about that. And, You know, you get a 5 o'clock game with the Eagles and Commanders. You get a Packers Bears game at night, so that's very cool. And then some important games on Sunday, obviously, that are that matter to the Bills. The Chargers are at the Cowboys in the 1 o'clock window as the Bills are playing. Chargers, what they do, seeding matters for the Bills when it comes time for the playoffs. And of course, Sunday night later after the Bills game, Patriots Ravens, which is a really big game, you know, for the Bills and the Patriots to kind of pay attention to as well. Tonight, good one tonight, by the way, Rams Seahawks.
I'm very excited for that game just to see. Is Sam Darnold having kind of that same end-of-the-year run that he did last year? I hope not, because I am genuinely a big fan of his. I liked him when he was coming out of USC as well. But Sal, we'll let you get out of here. What's on the schedule for today and tomorrow?
All right, so the Bills will be on the practice field here in early this afternoon, a little afternoon. And we're going to get, you know, down there and see if there is, you know, anything on Dalton Kincaid, if Deion Dawkins is back. So stay with me at Sal Sports. And I got to tell you, unfortunately, the last few weeks, something has come up from Wednesday to Thursday. Yep. So let's hope that's not the case, right? So just let's be aware of that today, that anything could happen. And suddenly there's a injury that a guy shows up practiced that wasn't on the report. So that'll be a bit of a storyline, I guess, today. And then tomorrow, Sean McDermott joins me for his regular weekly segment, and probably around the same time, around 11:15 or so, and we'll get the full, you know, injury status report.
All right, sounds good, Sal. We'll let you get ready for practice, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, guys, thanks.
Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline. We are late to a break, so we'll hit that, but before we do that, listen to Show Up the Bulldog all week for your chance to win a $100 Woodhouse Spa gift card, courtesy, of course, of Woodhouse Spa on Main Street in Williamsville. Woodhouse makes it simple to give the perfect gift with their curated holiday packages. Everything from a deep tissue massage to hot stone treatments and incredible facials. Visit WoodhouseSpa.com. 803-0550, the number to call. Paul's not going to be able to join us at 11, so we're freed up until 11:30 when Dave Buchanan is going to jump on the show, give us the latest on the Bandits. They've still got a little bit of time off. Their next game is going to be on the 28th, but they have gotten a few games under their belt already to start this season. So he'll join us at 11:30, but we're free until then. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.